We have been joined here by a handsome group of individuals in the room in the form of Tin Can Gin, a band, a North Shore bluegrass band originating in Duluth, right down the shore from us. And they're here tonight to give us a little preview of what they're going to be playing at the Gunflint Tavern tonight and tomorrow night at 8:30. I will introduce the band by saying it's Harrison Oak on banjo, Trevor Marin on guitar, Brian Nelson on mandolin, Mark Glenn stand-up bass, and Rachel Reichert on the fiddle. Welcome to the Roadhouse, gang.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome, and we really appreciate having this live music in here. I did tell you, while we were playing that last song on the radio, we did a little test here. And it's going to rock out here tonight. The bluegrass rock.
All right.
Are you guys going to be playing from here at the tavern?
I mean, probably good.
You really don't have to go down there.
Yeah, the room is filled here. We have five musicians, and the stand-up bass almost takes up all the room that's available here.
That's an impressive instrument.
For a second, we were worried that we weren't going to be able to use a microphone tonight because we didn't have a mic stand, so I guess if you guys say that, we're fine.
You must not go flying with that instrument very often, because that...
No, I boated over.
You boated over the lake? Yeah, it's a little hard to hear because your mic, of course, is on the bass, but that's, what is it, Mark Glenn over there hiding behind that stand-up bass.
I understand Harrison and Trevor are kind of the founding guys.
Trevor, right? And Brian and I. Trevor and I went to high school together down in the Twin Cities in White Bear Lake, and that's kind of when we began playing music together, and it kind of went from there. We were not playing bluegrass music back then at all. It was some different ska type music, and then we
reggae here and there.
Yeah, and Duluth kind of had its influence on us, I think. Yeah.
Harrison convinced me to move up there and jammed along. He introduced me to bluegrass pretty much, and yeah.
We
are now.
How long ago was that?
3 years ago.
Yeah, just about.
So.
How much influence did somebody like Trampled by Turtles have on you guys?
You know what's cool about those guys is, you know, the Duluth music scene is a really supportive music scene. And, you know, in high school, I remember hearing about these guys, Trampled by Turtles, up in Duluth. And, you know, they're great back then. And moving up to Duluth, you know, I went and I saw a free show at UMD my freshman year, probably my third day there. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. Talked to the guys after the show. They were super cool. Now being in the music scene and rubbing shoulders with these guys and being friends with them, I mean, they really have kind of pushed us a little bit. They're really like, you know, they think it's rad that we're doing what we're doing as well, which is really cool. And it's a really, it's a cool thing to have guys like that, you know, in town and definitely kind of pushing the envelope with the music and kind of giving us a push as well, you know, unknowingly maybe, but they definitely are.
How did you decide the composition of the band, and how did you attract the other musicians?
As you kind of start a band, at least, you know, Trevor and I think we both, and Brian as well, we all kind of had a sound that I think we wanted to achieve in a way. And we just kind of, we played with different groups of people until, you know, we got a great sound. I mean, Mark Glenn is a masterful bass player, and Rachel Reichert sitting in on fiddle for us here and there is awesome as well. Our fiddle player, Nori Perrine, is at a wedding this weekend. She's out of Washburn, Wisconsin as well, and she's just a wonderful musician. It's kind of crazy because here we are, you know, and just being surrounded by all these great musicians, it's awesome. It's excellent.
What I heard of Rachel's playing here before we came on air, Nori might have a hard time getting her job back.
He didn't
sound pretty good over there. Maybe she's listening.
My phone is vibrating.
Oh man, yeah.
Just kidding.
Now it's Trevor who writes the songs, right?
You know, we kind of collaborate a lot. Harrison's written a couple songs as well. Like for one song that we will be playing down the line here, Harrison came up. It's what's it called? Catch My Ride. Harrison came up with the riff to it all, and kind of jammed along to it, and then kind of searching for old lyrics that I read about in 3 years ago or something. It's like, I think this could fit well with it. Yeah. And I don't even remember what the song
is
about.
It's definitely a collaborative process between all of us. We, you know, we'll come up with different musical sections and then, you know, dig through the old book and see what lyrics, you know, that we've written. Yeah. We actually wrote a song last time we were up in Grand Marais where Brian and Trevor and I went out into Devil's Kettle area and went on a hike and we sat and we wrote in a book and came up with a song, and we're putting the finishing touches on that one as we speak. But that's just kind of how it works. We just kind of, we collaborate with each other a lot. I think that it's worked well for us. Definitely has.
Yeah, the water's so high this year, you'd never find the kettle.
No, we did not see the kettle. No.
Lucky you wrote it that year.
Yeah, right.
Well, I suppose, Dick, we could listen to some music, huh?
I think we should listen to a piece.
Yeah, so this first song we'll do is called Caroline, and this has a little backstory behind it. We have a friend down in Duluth that met a woman named Caroline, and true story, she hopped Duluth on a train with her banjo on her back and was never seen again, and he was heartbroken, so we wrote this song about her.
Wherever you are, Caroline.
Oh. Yeah.
Minnesota, jumping on the tracks, trying to see the world, nothing's holding her back. Smile to everyone she meets with a banjo on her knee. Watch her go as she flees. Oh, Caroline, why must you run? She says it's just for fun. Trying to chase the sun, stuck in Nashville and have a little fun. Dancing when the music plays, she wishes she could stay. Watch her go her own way. Oh, Caroline, why must you run? She says it's just for fun. Say goodbye to the past. I miss you, my Caroline. You run so fast. If you see my Caroline, when you send her my way, I hope to see her someday. Oh, Caroline, why must you run? She says it's just for fun.
All right. I hope the folks back home can feel the passion in that tune.
Caroline.
And I detected a little envy of Caroline for being able to take off. And
I think so, yeah.
We're all kind of stuck where we're at sometimes.
And I don't think that guy was going anywhere with her.
Wasn't she? So.
She was out of his league.
Okay. Judgment call on that one.
Yeah,
he's up there somewhere.
Yeah, boy, that was fun. That was fun to listen to you guys, and sounds so great together. I love that banjo sound.
Thank you. Yeah, this is a new banjo to me, not a new banjo in general, but I was playing a really not so nice banjo for years, and I kind of tore it apart, and so my parents finally caved and decided that they would buy me a new banjo, which was awesome. So,
yeah, that kind of brings something to mind. You know, it's tough to make money in what you guys do, and particularly when there's five people.
Yeah.
So you probably got other things that you're busy with.
Yeah, I think, we all Work.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's not fun, but...
Workaday world.
You know what? What's nice about it, you know, you go to work and then you just daydream about the weekends and then they come and they're here and it's, I mean, it feels great right now. Happy Friday, everybody. It's wonderful.
It's a cool feeling to know.
We hear that from so many musicians.
Just about all of them. Not very
passion
many of them.
For the music, but, you know.
Yeah, we're just about every weekend we're busy.
Yeah, that's great.
That's great.
Who lines up the gigs?
Road Warriors.
We all kind of do our own managers.
Keep your eyes open.
Sometimes it's a bad thing, but We you know, with social media, you know, it's great, and email and our website, and people just kind of hit us up and word of mouth, you know, and that's how we book a lot of our gigs, is a lot of people just kind of getting at us on Facebook, you know, pretty much, and Twitter, and it's cool. And
yeah, I've got you up on the computer here right in front of me now, so folks at home want to look it up. www.tincangin.com. Speaking of Tin Can Gin, where did that come from?
That was our old bass player. He was a server at a restaurant down in Canal Park in Duluth, and Brian worked there, and they were trying to come up with some band names, and it's hard to pick a band name, but then once it clicks and once you hear it, you're like, yep, that's it. And that's how it worked. He's running gin and tonics all night, and they're, you know, Rin Gin, something, the, you know, Tin Can Gin, and, you know, that's just kind of how it was born.
Yeah, just has to sound good.
It's not that cool of a story, so, but that's how it is.
No, but it's a cool name.
Yeah, that's cool. Three-letter
words.
Here. Yeah. So do you play all your own music then?
We do play quite a few covers here and there.
Do.
We've got a friend out of Milwaukee, Joseph Huber. He played with the 357 String Band. They're a bluegrass band that is no longer anymore. And we cover a lot of their songs and a lot of his songs. He's doing solo work now, and he's been a big influence on us as well. And we've been lucky enough to play a couple shows with them, and I've got a couple more in the future. And so, yeah, we like to cover other people's songs. I think it's cool to cover, you know, some local artist songs, some people that, you know, we really enjoy playing with, and they really enjoy watching us play their music, which is cool.
Maybe this mic over here would work for you, Mark, to answer a question, because otherwise we won't hear you. When did you decide that a stand-up bass was your instrument, man?
It was decided for me.
Really?
And I am fortunate. I'm going to give a shout-out now to public schools, music programs everywhere. I grew up in Duluth, and I knew at age 7 that I wanted to take piano lessons, but my mother has told me I wouldn't have any fun with that. And so I didn't take piano lessons, but at age 11, I was in 5th grade, and the middle school band and orchestra directors came over, and we had like a music day where we learned about the different band instruments and music instruments. And we also must have taken some sort of aptitude test, maybe a listening test, and I apparently did well on this just preliminary test of, do you have any music in your blood? And I was a tall, lanky kid.
Oh, yeah.
And so there you have it. The body fits the instrument. So I was given this big old, tall, upright bass. And there was a comment one of you gentlemen made as I walked in the studio. Don't drop it now. I went through that in middle school. I dropped it so many times. I once turned my back to the orchestra director for 10 minutes in shame after dropping it for the 37th time. But no, I found music through the public schools. And tall, lanky kid, give him a bass.
There. Well, all you teachers out there, listen up, because there's success right there. Lucky you weren't in a marching band. You know, who knows what you might have
had. Yeah, that bass is about 7 feet tall, I'd say.
Yeah, you'd end up with a different instrument.
There is hope for the tall, lanky kids out there, too.
There is,
Remember that.
Rachel, we didn't mean to shove you over in the corner there. But
no worries.
Okay. We'll talk to her after the next tune.
We better listen.
Yeah.
Another tune.
We're going to play a song about Duluth, because we like Duluth. And
the one you wrote up here, right?
Hmm?
It's the one you wrote up here.
No, this is not, no.
You told me it was.
No.
That's a different song.
It's a good story, no. Yeah, this song's about Duluth, though. Sitting in the city up on the hill, where the wind, it blows so free. Don't think I'll leave if I have it my way.
It's a nice place, the city by the sea. Well, give me Duluth so I can live with the blues. Her love for me will waver on, and I know I'll always be true. Shore. See them boats bluff into the bay. I swear peace is all I'm gonna find here. Through sleepless nights and rainy, rainy days. Well, give me Duluth so I can live with the blue. For me, will waver on, and I know, well, I know I'll always be true. I'll always be
Now, that was very cool. I got to get this thought out before I forget about it. But you know that Buck interviewed a guy from Outside Magazine recently about the contest that was going on for Duluth being the best city. And they're going to come up and do a story on Duluth. Cool. And you guys need to get that song in front of them. And
We played last weekend at Grandma's Marathon underneath one of the music tents. And I'm hoping Don Ness was out in the crowd. I don't know, but we were thinking about making sure he hears that one.
Yeah, yeah,
be a good promotion tool.
I also wanted to turn to Rachel for a second. You can get close enough to that microphone there. On that piece now, there were a couple of points, times where Harrison looked at you and nodded his head, and you moved in and played your little piece there. What's it like being with this rowdy bunch of guys?
It's really fun. I mean, I'm loving the opportunity to play with them. It's been really great. So thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for playing with us.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, do you kind of stay at home with your music phone waiting for those guys to call? Or?
Yeah,
oh,
that's
yeah,
it.
I imagine.
Get the call and throw it away.
Well, you sound great.
Rachel drove here from Stevens Point.
No kidding.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a
That's
little warmer
dedication.
Down there in Stevens Point today. I
yeah,
bet.
Like 20 degrees. I could feel it on the way up.
Now, how did you guys get lucky enough to line up Rachel for this gig?
I actually... Rachel and I, we found ourselves jamming in someone's bedroom in Duluth for
this sounds good
for, for another project, and we both kind of like mid play, we both kind of like looked at each other and we were like, okay, and then like as we were leaving, Rachel was like, well, I really want to like play some bluegrass music or something, so let me know like if you ever want to play or whatever. And I was like, well, all right. And so that's kind of how it's worked out. I just gave her a call. Our fiddle player, who's usually with us, is, you know, she's gone quite a few weekends this summer, and Rachel's down to play music as much as possible, which is awesome. And we're lucky enough to have her, for sure.
I like parts of that story.
Yeah.
Good.
Parts, yeah. Just parts, yeah.
You know, Brian, we haven't heard from you yet.
Yes.
Are you just kind of hiding over there? Before, I had a big screen here, and I didn't know you were there.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right, here we go.
There you go.
Yeah, I was kind of hiding before. I'm a short guy, so computer screens often hide me.
Brian's got the mandolin.
It's a rough life.
Well, that's a perfect instrument for bluegrass, of course, a banjo, of course, and most of all these others, but mandolin.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. I've played guitar for 16 or 17 years and picked up the mandolin and started playing with these guys, and it's been an interesting 3 years. It's been a development, and I really enjoy the opportunity to, anytime you can pick up a new toy and play around with it, it kind of opens up your musical world, any new instrument you can play. And
so. Does that have fewer strings?
It has eight strings.
Eight? Oh, it has
so
more.
It's four pairs. It's the same as a violin, tuning-wise, and then it's just doubled up strings to give it that nice chorus effect.
Uh-huh. What is the little device on the end?
This is my tuner.
It's just
bluegrass instruments, acoustic instruments in general, have a really tough time staying in tune, especially when we have beautiful weather here like we have in the Northland, where it's cold and then hot and muggy and then foggy, and it's all over the place, and so our instruments are constantly in flux, so you'll often hear us tuning in between songs, and that's a kind of a key piece of every bluegrass show, is every song is talking, and or in between songs is talking and tuning, so
you don't have to worry about the hot parts.
Yeah, and telling really bad jokes while trying to kill
oh yeah
time.
Well, so we do that here too. Well, we might be ready for another tune.
Yeah,
have you got something in mind
here?
This is, so yeah, speaking of the tuning, so maybe I can tell a joke.
Oh, good.
What do you do when you see a spaceman? You park in it, man.
Sit down in it.
Really bad jokes. That's what we're good at.
But it's not offensive.
I like
yours. No, that's the thing. And it's hard. It's like, think of a clean joke, you're on the radio.
I think.
I just did.
I liked your last story better.
All right, this next song here is called... Trying to catch my ride.
Yep.
To the end, coming close, but I still can't reach. Hoping eventually I'll hit that peak. Relying on that feeling that shines. I'm in between or over the lines. If you're me, then you'll definitely agree. This is a crazy world that we see. Trying to catch my ride. to the sky, the feeling that I need, I can wait in line. Oh, try to catch my ride. Oh, lift me up, oh, lift me to the sky, the feeling that I need, I can wait in line. I'm trying to catch my ride again. I'll hit that peak, relying on that feeling that shines. I'm in between or over the line. If you're me, then you'll definitely agree. This is a crazy world that we see. Trying to catch my ride. Oh, lift me up, oh, lift me to the sky. The feeling that I need, I can wait. Catch my ride. Oh, lift me up, oh, lift me to the sky. The feeling that I need, I can wait in line. I'm trying to catch my ride again.
Wow, that was fun.
You guys are really tight. That's really nice.
They're good. You know what I liked about that is that everybody got to shine, but Mark really got to shine on that one. He was right out there in the center.
Yes.
Well, that
was,
sounded
it was
great.
Fun the way you started it up, too, you know, until all six cylinders got going.
Yeah. Thank you. You guys put some energy out there.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, we have fun when we play.
Yeah.
It's like, it is a blast.
You know, it's a far cry from, like, the Beatles' Yellow Submarine or something. Music has changed a lot.
It has.
Yeah, that's great. Marcus Kilstein. Oh, there he is. He knows
careful
that
around
one.
Mark. Be careful around Mark. He,
name another one.
Yeah, he can do it all.
I'm glad the vocal mic's not over there. You know, we lucked out there. Rachel's close to it. But. Now, you are, before we forget, you guys are at the tavern tonight.
We're at the tavern tonight, yep. Come and see us at the tavern tonight.
Well, what time are you going to start?
8:30.
And you're there again tomorrow night?
And we're there tomorrow night, yep. We're playing until they kick us out. So.
Now, are you in the... downstairs, or maybe you don't know yet.
We don't
you
know yet. Is it nice out? Be. It's nice out. We were trying to maintain positive vibes the whole way up. So
I've been here with a couple of different bands. This is my first time up here with these guys. These guys were up here last time without me. I love upstairs. That upstairs is called the Raven's Nest, is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm hoping for upstairs.
Yeah.
We're crossing our fingers.
Dick is in charge of weather.
Unfortunately, it's pretty cool. That'll be the only issue. I mean, it's not raining.
We'll just have to play very, very fast.
Yeah.
You can do that.
You guys will warm the place up, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Now, what other band were you playing in, Mark?
My previous trip here, there's a gentleman, Jason Wusso, owns Central Coffee Bar in Duluth. His band, he for about 13 years now has played Gunflint Tavern the last weekend of August. It's his regular thing. And his current band is called Fuzzy Ellis. And so last time I was here was with him last weekend of last August. We'll be here last weekend of this August. And that was my last time here.
Why don't you bring these guys along, too?
Yeah.
We like that. Okay. Well, I know you have another song.
Yeah, we have one more. Yeah, this one's kind of got a cool backstory behind it. I was just down in the cities at an internship, and I stayed at my parents' house. Free rent. It was great. Anyway, I walked downstairs for breakfast, and my stepdad is frantically writing on a notepad, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, well, I had this dream last night. You were in a jam band playing your banjo and you were singing these lyrics to me. And I looked at him and they were genius. And I mean, it was like, it flowed really well. And I thought, whoa. And I instantly got a melody in my head and I thought, I think I can do this. So drove up to Duluth and on the way, I just kept thinking, you know, different verses I could throw into it. And we came up with this. So the song's called Pretty Nice Day. So it is our homage to summer and hopefully a pretty nice night tonight. I don't know, Mark. Huh? It's a pretty nice day.
Great dream song. Amazing story behind that, too. A sweet tune. And it is a pretty nice day out there, so I hope you guys have a great gig down there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gunflint Tavern. You're going to get a lot of toes tapping and smiles on people's faces.
Yeah, we really had fun having you guys in here. And I hope you'll let us know if you're back in the area.
We may be back later on in the summer. We'll see.
That sounds great. Yeah. I know Mark's going to be here.
Yeah.
He might drag you along.
He might, yeah.
We'll see what happens.
He might ride his base up here.
Thanks again.
Thank you very much.